And we need this concept of adaptability that I spoke about. Crime and criminals are changing, and they're changing very, very fast. You know, I don't have to go that far back where it felt quite stable in terms of what the opposition looked like at different levels and how you had to deal with them. And I think that's changed dramatically, and it continues to change. So at the upper level, the reach of organized criminality now is much broader. It's by definition international. As I said, the kind of the changing nature, the transient nature of London, and the number of internationals, people that live in this city and come to this city, as well as to work in the city, but come here to commit crime, and the impact that has within communities is enormous. I'll talk about technology in a bit, but that has radically transformed criminality. The impact of e-crime, virtual crime, digitally enabled crime, whatever you want to call it, is massive for us. Much of crime has moved away from public spaces into private spaces. You know, you could argue that a 14-year-old girl is probably more at risk sitting in their bedroom on their laptop than they are wandering around the streets. And that's a real challenge, how you extend safety, how you extend awareness and understanding into private spaces. Fraud is bubbling. What was always there, I think, under the surface, is emerging and will continue to emerge and is a challenge. And that's not all about high-level stuff. So going right down to local officers dealing with crime on boroughs, much of that now is delivered, is facilitated in a digital way. If you want to harass someone, if you want to stalk someone, if you want to ruin someone's life, that's mostly delivered through social media now. That's the convenient way to ruin someone's life. That's the convenient way to challenge someone. And that's what we're having to deal with.